Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling on behalf of Metro Research. Okay, and I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections.
Okay.
Okay, and just for qualification purposes, what is the year of your birth, sir?
I will not disclose that information.
Okay, let me see if let me go through, okay. Okay, sir, and what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
A bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree, okay. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, and what is your race?
I'm black.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir, and are you registered to vote or, like many people, not registered?
I am registered to vote.
Okay. All right, as you may know, there will be an election for president in U.S. Congress and other state and local offices in November. How likely are you to vote on the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? We'll probably vote. Are the chances 50-50, or we'll probably not vote, or we'll definitely not vote?
Probably not vote.
Probably not vote, okay. All right, and how motivated are you to vote on this November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means that you are, you know, not all motivated, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated, but you can use any number from 0 to 10.
I'll give it a 2.
A 2, okay. And how much power do you feel that your vote has, you know, to create change in your community? Please rate me that amount of power that you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
A zero,
no power, okay. All right, and thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2, okay. Would that be climate change, criminal justice reform, or police violence, jobs, and the community, the cost of living and inflation, crime and violence, Israel-Palestine conflict, racism and discrimination, abortion, immigration, voting rights and democracy, student loans, forgiveness, or health care?
What was that second one?
Criminal justice reform and police violence.
Jobs and the economy.
Jobs and the economy, the third one. Okay, which one? What else?
Inflation.
Okay. Criminal. Okay. Cost of living and inflation. All right. Okay, so now we'd like to rate you how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, okay, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, like a neutral, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them, okay, you may use any number from 0 to 10, depending how you feel. If you don't know or never heard of that, you know, people and groups, yeah, just indicate so, and I'll move to the next one. The first one will be Hakeem Jeffries.
A 4.
A 4. A Democrat in Congress.
A 0.
0. Kamala Harris.
A 0.
Joe Biden.
A 0.
Donald Trump.
A 6.
A 6. Okay, and Republicans in Congress?
A 4.
A 4. Okay. Thank you. All right, so in the 2024 election for president will held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or a third party or independent candidate?
What if I choose not to vote in the presidential election? Is that an option?
Or would not vote.
Yeah, not vote.
Will not vote, okay. All right, and now if you had to choose, okay, for whom would you vote in the 2024 election for president? Would that be Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, okay. All right, so in, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or undecided, or would not vote?
Not vote.
Okay, not vote. All right, when it comes to the campaign promises, you know, the President Biden made to black people during the 2020 election, would you say, you know, that he has kept all his promises, kept most of his promises, kept some of his promises, kept few of his promises, or not kept any of his promises?
He has not kept any of his promises.
Okay. All right, and would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits, okay? You would, you know, it wouldn't make no difference to you. Here's the first one. He wants to build black wealth. Would that be much more likely to support, somewhat more likely to support, somewhat less likely to support, much less likely to support, or make no difference?
Much less likely to support.
Much less likely. Okay, what about secures the border?
It makes no difference.
Make no difference. Okay, looks out for people like me.
Much less likely to support.
Okay, puts people over politics.
Much less likely to support.
Defends democracy.
Much less likely to support.
Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
Much less likely to support.
And the last one said, grows the economy.
Slightly more likely to support.
But would that be somewhat more likely to support or somewhat less likely to support?
Somewhat more likely to support.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, sir. Now, for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate me how, you know, well you think it describes Democrats in Congress, you know, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means they describe Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and 0 means it does not describe them at all, okay? Here's the first one. Is too woke?
Too woke? Like yes. W-O-K-E?
Yes. Yes, sir.
I'd say a 7.
A 7? Okay. Wants to build black wealth.
That's a 0.
Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
That's a 0.
Protects abortion rights.
I'll give that a 5.
Right. Okay, fights racism and discrimination.
That's a 0.
Is honest and ethical.
That's a 0.
And is effective and gets things done.
That's a 6.
A 6, okay. All right, thank you, sir. Okay, so now, next I'm going to read you some statements that people have made. Okay, for each one, please rate me the statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress, a 5 makes you somewhat motivated, and 0 means it does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. Okay, but you may use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, as a recent college graduate, I was one of the, you know, 3.6 billion borrowers who had $127 billion in student loans eliminated under Democrats' leadership. Okay, this relief will help me get a head start and secure my economic future in uncertain times. Would you say not motivate you at all, somewhat motivated, or extremely motivated?
That would not motivated at all. I would give that a 3.
Three. Okay. The other one says, as a middle-class mother, I've been able to, you know, feed my family thanks to the Democrats' American Rescue Plan, which invested more than $12 billion in food assistance programs like, you know, SNAP, SNAP. Would that not motivated somewhat or extremely motivated? But you can use any number.
I would give that a zero.
Zero, okay. As a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the 1,400 cash relief checks, you know, that came in my way under Democratic legislation during the pandemic.
That's a two.
Okay. As a young American just entering the workforce, I have seen more good paying jobs become available as the unemployment rate for Black Americans like me is at a, you know, historically low level under Democratic leadership.
That's a zero.
Zero. Okay, and as a senior, my prescription drug prices have gone down because Democrats in Congress cap prices for people like me with, you know, a month's supply of insulin for seniors now $35 and seniors out-of-pocket expenses at the pharmacy now capped at $2,000 a year.
That's a zero.
Zero. Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Now, I'm going to read you some actions, you know, Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years. Please select two or three actions that, you know, that you feel they have the biggest impact in your life personally. The first one said eliminated, you know, $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers invested in Black small businesses ownership and entrepreneurships, lowered the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs at $35 for seniors, invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP, invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing, cut credit card late fee from $32 to $8, brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for Black Americans, sent out $1,000, $400 cash, relief checks, you know, under the American Rescue Plan, or... you can pick out two or three that you feel that you have, you know, that have the biggest impact on your life personally, sir.
I can only pick one, and it was the $1,400 cash relief checks.
Okay.
Nothing else affected me at all.
Okay. Okay, so we'll go, I think, let me go. Okay, it won't let me go. Okay, nothing.
Can you go through the list again?
Yes, the first one say eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers invested in Black small business ownership and entrepreneurship, lowered the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs at $35, you know, for seniors, invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP, invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing, cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8, and the other one said brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for Black Americans.
Oh, wow. I have to pick more than one? Are you sure?
Two. Just two.
I really can't. None of that stuff affects me except the $1,400 cash relief checks.
Okay, because it won't let me go forward. But I have none of the above. If you want to select that one,
I'd rather pick none of the above than pick two.
Okay, all right, we'll go with that one. Thank you. Okay, and sometimes in service like this, you know, people change, you know, their minds, you know, and sometimes they don't. Once again, okay, the 2024 election for Congress will be held today. For whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I would not vote.
Okay, we will not vote. Okay, and which of the following statement comes closer to your opinion, even if, you know, neither is exactly right? The first one says, we should invest in businesses and jobs that will allow black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap. And the other one says, we should invest in safety net programs that will raise black families out of poverty.
Oh, wow. Those are both terrible. None of the above.
Okay, on this one, they don't give me that option. Only them two, you know.
Well, in that case, I would just end the survey then, because I refuse to pick either one of those two options.
Okay, so it won't let me go forward. I have to pick one of those.
I won't pick either one of those. Those are both deplorable options.
Oh, okay. All right. I guess because we almost finished with this survey, I only have probably a few more minutes to go, and we should be done. But it won't let me go forward though. But that's how you feel, sir. We'll go ahead and end it up, okay? Because won't let me go forward. Okay.
I'm sorry. I hope you can get like 90% credit because I did. It sounds like I finished most of it, but. If those are the two options, I pick neither. That's all. Those are some awful options.
Okay. No problem, sir. We'll do that.
Noticed, I do not approve of targeting a specific race for any sort of benefit. I believe that all people deserve an equal chance, not targeting blacks for this or targeting blacks for that. That's despicable. And if I have to choose... social safety nets to to rise black people out of debt or invest in businesses and jobs that allow blacks to close the wealth gap, then I choose neither. And so there you go. That's
right.
The end of the survey.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Despicable.